how we ought to be living in times of confusion, times that are probably not normal. And of course, because of that, we have to ask ourselves, where does that leave us in the big scheme of things? Obviously, you know, we as a Christian church, we look to Jesus, we look to God, we look to Him for some of these answers of how to live in troubled times. What does Jesus say about troubled times? I love this in John 16:33. Jesus said, "In the world you will have trouble, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Cheer up. I think one of the things that the church needs to do today is cheer up. Even though there's all kinds of things happening around us that are maybe negative, cheer up. That's one of the things that Jesus has called us to do. And also in John 14:1, it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God," Jesus said, "believe also in me." So he's saying, have peace. I have overcome the world. Trust me. Believe in God. There are things that we are connected to in the realm of the Spirit as well, and it's important for us to know what we're connected to in the realm of the Spirit. John 15:5 says, "I am the vine, and you are the branches." Jesus is telling this to his disciples in that day. He said, "He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, and without me, you can do nothing." Jesus made this outstanding claim. He said, without me, without being connected to me, without abiding in me, without having this connection, your works are fruitless. You can't really do anything that is going to produce fruit that will last. He has made these claims. He said, if you abide in me and I abide in you, then you can produce fruit that will last. An awesome statement. Jesus wants to make the connection with us. His connection is for us to have an abundant life. He wants us to be connected with Him so we can have an awesome, abundant life. The life that He gave us to live. And it's so important to know that what we're connected to and to be able to stay connected to the right power source. We could talk a lot of things about safe and sound, but none of it would have any relevance whatsoever. No matter how safe we felt down here or how sound we were down here, if we didn't know where we were going to end up at the end and the other side, when it's all said and done, whenever we leave this place. And some people, when they think about leaving this place, maybe it drums up fear. Maybe there's fear that comes up in us about of the unknown, because generally as individuals, we're pretty fearful of the unknown. So maybe that's something that comes up within our own hearts. But there is one thing for sure, as I said, one day we'll all leave here, and the question is, what's next? Now think about this, what you're going through. Doesn't matter what it is, what you're going through. There is a Creator that has created you, and He knows everything about you. He knows how to get out of every situation that's bringing destruction into your life. He knows how to work with you. He knows how to put things in place so your life will be as great as it could possibly be. Why does He know this? Because He created you. So when He is on the scene, when He's with you continually, you're able to understand some things and walk through some things that you would never be able to without His direction. And that's one thing that I know that heaven has, is the presence of God. That the God who made me is there. The God who put me on this earth, He is available to us today, not only in heaven, but here and now. You are a unique individual, and He's created you for greatness, no matter what you've experienced. Nobody can be a better you than you, because God created you the way you are. John 14:27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Look to Him, and you'll have no reason to be afraid. I believe that whenever we enter that place of heaven and the fullness of God is there, the very breath that we breathe, we will breathe in God. It will flood every part of our very being and cause us to experience life that we could never possibly know it outside of Him. He's our life. This is why I endeavor to get to know God better, because I know that my security lies in Him. I know that my destiny lies in Him. I know that if I can stay close to Him, the better I get to know Him, the greater sense of security I will walk in.